Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
I love and respect Marco. I think he's just amazingly naive on this issue. This is the same old formula that we've dealt with before, including when it passed in 1986, and that is promises of enforcement and immediate amnesty. And, of course, the promises of enforcement never materialize. The amnesty happens immediately, the millisecond the bill is signed into the law. And the same is true here. No, they won't be citizens immediately. They will be legal. They will be have a full right to stay in this country forever, legally. And then the only question is, how long does that take? It's going to happen. I don't know if it's a year, 5 years, longer, but citizenship is guaranteed at that point as a practical matter.
There's Senator David Bittner of Louisiana explaining why he thinks Senator Rubio's support of the immigration reform package is naive. We get started in this hour of our Talk Radio Countdown Show with a focus on the number one issue of the week, and that is immigration reform. Where do we go from here, I guess, is the question. A lot of sheriffs are saying they're not going to do anything with regard to this. Interesting how much defiance there is among law enforcement on both of the major issues this week, whether it's gun control or immigration. Let's listen to Roland Martin and Soledad O'Brien talking to Senator Bill Nelson of Florida about the differences between what the president has proposed for immigration reform and what the so-called Gang of Eight have put together in their proposal.
2007, totally different political landscape, and the bottom line is this here. You had many conservatives who absolutely were using immigration reform as a way to frankly penalize other Republicans. Now 2013, the politics have changed. That's why you have more Republicans who are a part of this whole deal. Isn't that really the driving force here, why it's going to be a lot easier than it was 6 years ago?
Yes, that's what I said at the outset. The election changed that. And a good example is my colleague, Marco Rubio, who I think has taken a very courageous stand. He is now at the forefront, one of the leaders that is going to give the cover to a lot of the Republicans who had taken the opposite position.
But here's what he said yesterday, that very Marco Rubio. I'm concerned by the president's unwillingness to accept significant enforcement triggers before current undocumented immigrants can apply for a green card. So that to me sounds like he's got some problems already.
No, give him a break. He's got to cover. You know, he's got to cover. Just wait till you get to the details. They'll hammer it out. Remember, he had to go on Rush Limbaugh and start convincing Rush Limbaugh, who as recent as last Monday said, no way, Jose. And as a result, Marco was successful. And by the way, I complimented him as the two of us stood on the floor of the Senate yesterday. I think he is going to give a lot of cover to the Republicans who otherwise would choke on this.
Where do you see some of the big sticking points between what we know about what the president's proposing and what this Gang of Eight in the Senate are proposing?
Well, I think he's right on track. This is obviously the answer. You can't deport 11 million people. Our economy would collapse, and those that took the position blocked the border and deport them. They suffered at the polls in the last election because it's a nonsensical kind of approach. You've got to use common sense. And so what this is a common sense, moderate position that will solve the problem. I think there's very little difference between what the president has proposed and what the Gang of Eight in the Senate have proposed.
The president, by the way, pledging to work with Congress on this immigration bill, a pathway for citizenship. And, of course, this is the president, let's not make any mistake about this, looking for votes for the Democrats. 888 302-3684 is the call-in line. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com as we review immigration reform, what the Gang of Eight has done, what ought to be done in your mind. That's the other senator from Florida, Roland Martin, who thinks Rubio is courageous. And you heard before that another senator, David Vitner from Louisiana, who's not on board at all with this. I think the Vitner is right about the enforcement of all of this, and that's probably where the sticking point is going to be. I would have a sticking point with it, frankly, if I were in the Senate. I'd have a sticking point as an American citizen. What about you? 888-302-DOUG. Here from Countdown affiliate WRD in Greensville, South Carolina, host Bob McClain talks to former Department of Justice immigration attorney Lee Durant about why she's opposed to what the President and the Senate have proposed here.
You would think that that given your background as a former immigration attorney in the Department of Justice, that you would be all in favor of all the suggestions that we're hearing about immigration reform. But that I'm given to assume that is not the case. And I'm curious as to why, how you arrived at a position that is in essentially opposition to the administration.
Well, you know, we look at the number of people that are either out of work or underemployed, about 26 million people right now.
That's a huge number.
It's a huge number. And, you know, we've just come to the conclusion that right now, given the worst economic conditions that we're experiencing, it's just not the time to be having a discussion of how to provide amnesty and federal benefits or any of these other things for up to 20 million people that are living in the country illegally.
Well, Leah, you just used the A word. You used the amnesty word. And yet, you know, the Gang of Eight, the senators that are making their bipartisan proposal and the administration, that's the last word they want to hear associated with their suggestions.
Isn't that so interesting?
It is.
They don't use the term amnesty. I've also noticed that they're keeping the number at 11 million. We know that's ludicrous. We've got nearly 20 million illegal aliens in the country right now. We're still providing amnesty for people under the 1986 amnesty today. You know, we have absolutely no idea how many people are going to come forward to try to get amnesty under this program. So I do think it's interesting that they're putting forth their talking points and they're sticking to them.
All right, so this is something that's becoming, as you can imagine, a raucous conversation back and forth. Left and right made the political hay, the mention earlier of what Limbaugh likes and what he doesn't like, and the people on MSNBC on the other side. 888-302-3684 for your call-in to the Countdown. Immigration reform, of course the president's looking for votes. Of course the Republicans are looking for votes. And is that what it's all about? It's all about them. It's all about party. It hasn't got anything to do with the reality here. Although it'd be nice to clean all of this stuff up, the president talking about tightening security on the border, crackdowns on businesses that knowingly employ illegals, streamlining the process for foreign students, et cetera, et cetera. I'm usually someone who'd be I was appalled by the Patriot Act and how difficult it made the situation for foreign students, because often they become good workers. But this lady brought up something that was good. Attorney Leah Durant talking about how many people are out of work in our country right now, and do these people that we would make here legal now affect the number of unemployed? There are a lot of them that are unemployed. It's just there's that consideration here. Maybe there's rewording or reworking of this. I'm not sure that it's perfection. You ever get perfection. So who do you applaud here? Those who are for it or those who are against it? 888-302-3684 as our focus on immigration reform continues here on our Countdown.
It hurts to have a cold. Not only are you congested, your body aches and your head aches. Fight the pain and the cold symptoms with Advil Congestion Relief, the only over-the-counter cold and sinus medicine that combines Advil with a proven decongestant to relieve the pain and sinus pressure that come with the cold. Advil Congestion Relief. Tough on pain, tough on colds. Use as directed.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
Zero 2 3 6 8 4. Apologize for that stick there for a moment. Here's host Lee Rayburn with political analyst Dottie Lynch talking about some of the politics behind the proposals here from the Gang of Eight.
It seems as though that the president's position on immigration reform may have been trumped by the Senate's Gang of Eight and New York Senator Chuck Schumer by about a day. Was there any bad feelings about this as far as you've heard, Dottie?
No, in fact, it looks like it was actually a bit orchestrated that the bipartisan group did, the senators came out on Monday with essentially the plan that President Obama had. So it was a way, I think, to show that the Senate had a bipartisan group, if not a total consensus on this, and then the president magnifying that in Las Vegas in his speech.
Reportedly, in order to get the Republicans on board, Senate Democrats had to agree to a commission that would determine if our border with Mexico is truly secure. Is this the possibility where things might get hung up in reaching a bipartisan deal?
Well, I think the Democrats are generally okay with this. In fact, some of the interesting statistics recently show not that many people are coming over the border from Mexico, in part because the U.S. economy and the jobs market has been so poor. So I think the Democrats generally are willing to compromise and make some concessions on this in order to get those undocumented workers legalized and create some systems that will provide for guest workers and other immigrants to get into the system.
Does this put the Republican Party behind the eight ball in as much as if immigration reform is passed, it'll be a win for the Democrats, and if immigration is reform is not passed, it could be considered a loss for the Republicans?
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, let's get back to our situation here with immigration reform on the minds of people. 888-302-3684. Where are you in all of this? The framework is clear from the eight senators that have worked on this. There have been a lot of efforts to forge an immigration before. Haven't worked particularly well. There is a lot of debate about this. A lot of Republicans objecting to the pathway to citizenship, which some consider amnesty for lawbreakers. I would be in that group myself. What about you? Where are you in all of this? Let's start with Shirley listening to the countdown in Kentucky.
As a mother of five children and married to a Hispanic gentleman that is legal and dealing with illegal immigrants, that family members that have brought their children here illegally, and they want, once they graduate from college and go home, when you separate them children from the family that they grew up here with in Kentucky, it's the hardest thing to watch your children suffer. Not only my children being American citizens, but their family and friends that get sent back because they're not citizens. When this came across, the excitement from my children and their friends and cousins on Facebook was overwhelming, and I'm still overwhelmed emotionally. And us as American, me being African American, explaining to your children, you know, as slavery went on and us becoming legal immigrants, as African Americans being brought here against our will, why is it so hard for Hispanics, the ones that uphold the law, to become legally? I have traveled to Mexico, stayed 3-4 months working with family members to become legal. Some of them have. Some of them have been, have to stay there 10 years before they can come back. And someone that came here at the age of 15 and now is 25 and had to go home last year, it's been the hardest decision he ever made to become legal, and he got punished for it.
Well, I think I understand what Shirley is saying, and there are a lot of families that have the same sort of a story, frankly, but there are there's too much of this, we've been harmed before. The people who came here illegally haven't been harmed at all because they haven't been harmed on purpose. They've been harmed if they have been harmed because they weren't here and they weren't following the law. I mean, they were here, but they weren't following the law. I don't get that. And then the race card gets played, and that always throws a sort of a wrench into the discussion. 888-302-3684. 888-302-3684. Let's move on now. Here's Frank in New Jersey with something that I think is on a lot of people's minds, Frankie. Go ahead, Frank.
It seems that to me, from what I learned when I was in college about the American federal government, that the president is basically the commander-in-chief. He's the head of state. He can come up with ideas because he has, his a crew of people around him that are basically a think tank. They come up with ideas. They pass them on to the Congress. Congress has all the power when it comes to the money. You know, where the monies are spent in this country. But as of lately, it just seems that they just don't want to do anything, and they're just playing a chess game with each other, a political chess game, trying to see who can take the complete power and then push their agenda onto the country, whatever that agenda may be.
888-302-3684 on the countdown. Here's Tim in Colorado with a focus on the president.
Hey, I'm a little confused with Obama right now. I mean, all the talk about he wanted to boost the economy and all this. Now we have this to deal with. I mean, what's going to happen to the economy now that we have all these other, people, illegal aliens coming in trying to get work over here? I don't understand what he's doing right now, He's kind of, I don't know, he's changed his mind, it seems like.
The president's plan, by the way, does not mention anything about restricting the borders or border security. 888-302-3684 as we continue on immigration here on the countdown.
Black chapstick to my lips, raspberry cream I can't resist. Flavor fruit tea, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Burst of berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my lips. La 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 la, la 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 la.
Apply new chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the coffin cold aisle.
La la la, la la la.
Chapstick, apply happy.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. We know that college costs can certainly add up, and often students need to take out loans to cover these costs. But come tax time, you can get some of that money back. That's because the interest you pay on loans used for college or vocational schools is deductible. And this year, the deduction limit for student loan interest is $2,500. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get every deduction, credit, every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's ironic. Sometimes technology makes life more complicated. Take your TV, for example. How many remote control devices does it take to change a channel? Geico, on the other hand, makes technology work for you. Your laptop, smartphone, tablet. No matter what device you have, no matter where you are, you're never more than a click or call away from Geico. It really is as simple as that.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Running a facility, chances are managing inventory isn't your favorite part of the day. Stocking and tracking, ordering and organizing, all necessary evils eating up your time. That's why Grainger's KeepStock services help you manage your inventory more efficiently. From basic labeling and scanning to secure dispensing machines, putting you in total control. Often allowing you to buy less, making things seem, well, not so evil anymore. Contact your Grainger representative or visit Grainger.com/KeepStock today. Grainger.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition. Corporation by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power cognitive supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Coast to coast, border to border, around the world at DougStephan.com. This is the Daily Talk Radio Countdown Show with our overview of immigration. This week has been a big topic along with gun control. We'll get to that in a few minutes. One of the goals of the Obama plan is to prevent the splitting of families. If you heard one of the callers earlier on, she said she was thankful for that. How important is that to you and your consideration as to whether or not to support this bill? Would you go so far as to call your congressperson, senator, and let them know how you feel with a yay or a nay? We're looking for input from you as to whether or not Congress is getting their act together or not. And here's Barbara in Pennsylvania to speak to that point.
I can't understand, after all these years, Congress had come together with an agreement where they can allow the immigrants to be in the United States. They need to set a set date that all that were here already go and file to be citizens of the United States. Thereafter that, whoever comes after that will be subject to leave this country. And just like you have in the prisons, you have fences up there. The prisoners can't get out. I can't understand why they can't take and do the borders with the fences and the guards that need to be there. Because also you have to look at, not only are you looking at immigrants that are coming over that want jobs, you also have terrorists that can come across our borders. So we have to check who's coming across the borders. But I don't see what the uprise is about, the immigrants being in the United States. They're just like anybody else that wants to live here, have a good living.
888-302-3684. So she doesn't see that this is a problem, or let's take care of the problem, I think is the message there. Let's move on now to Danny in Tennessee, who's focusing on the way we are letting this thing just kind of dictate policy and helping our country to fall apart.
I have to paraphrase it. I don't have my constitution with me. That when the government gets to the point where it's trampling on our rights and out of control, basically, it's supposed to be up to the people to dissolve that government, abolish it, which was what we should have done about maybe 8 years ago. However, we did not, and the people are very ignorant because they don't take the constitution anymore, and the schools because they don't want the constitution. They're trying to go around the constitution. And number two, the only way that this country could ever be brought down is not from an enemy from without, but from within, which is what they're doing. They're infiltrating the government over the last 35, 40 years, slowly making a liberal Supreme Court that are not elected. They're picked. So eventually they just got themselves mounted to the point where they can do more or less whatever they want to do in this country and destroy it, which is exactly what their goal is to do, destroy this nation.
All right, so you think that that's the case, or change it around so much? President Obama had the help of the millennial generation, the young people, and they are most decidedly interested in fixing this problem. You not be, may not be, but the millennial generation is interested in fixing it. Libby in Louisiana thinks employers need to be held accountable if they hire people who are here without papers.
Having to do with these aliens, I think we should hold employers responsible who hire illegals. And there should be an avenue to make sure these people, these illegal workers, have employment and have enough agents to check on them to make sure they aren't overstaying nor being taken advantage of or abused in some way. Now, Arizona has a unique problem. And we'll just have to work it out with the federal government, keeping in mind, hopefully, that they are Americans first before Arizonians.
All right. Noticed the other night that Arizona Governor, now her name escapes me, Brewer, that's it, Jan Brewer, was on with Piers Morgan, who seems to want to be all over this and or gun control, which is understandable because those are the two big issues this week. But his condescending way, I'm not a big fan of Governor Brewer, frankly, but his condescending way is left a lot to be desired. And that's part of the problem with this discussion. 888-302-3684, email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Here is Liz in Texas with a couple of ideas.
Will the gang members that are not documented, would they be deported and maybe labeled domestic terrorists? Because this is basically what they are. They're just domestic terrorists. And the other thing I'm concerned about, because I really love the DREAM Act, but the other thing I'm concerned about is the in-state tuition question. I have to pay lots of money to go to school out of state, and I'm just kind of concerned about if they're including in-state tuition in this and what the impact is going to be on our education system. I mean, every one of these people, young and old, need to be taught English, and not everybody's qualified to do this.
I thought it was pretty interesting to see how the White House was using Twitter to go back and forth some of the advisors, and that's why I go back to the millennial generation. That's with their support. They're all over Twitter using the social media, and the suggestion is this is just the beginning of the efforts the president is going to have to rally public support. His trip the other day to Nevada, which is a heavily Hispanic state, make no doubt about it. There's no doubt that this is a ploy to get voters. Does it fix the problem? Maybe along the way. Yep. Is that why the Republicans are on it? Yep. Mike in Ohio says we got to take care of ourselves first.
I'm just outraged. I mean, we have to take care of ourselves before we take on other people coming into this country. We already allow 1 million people to come in here legally. That is legally. We have laws on the books, but we refuse to enact them because of corporate America. The prostitutes, which are elected officials, have allowed the pimps to run the show. I mean, we have so many problems going on. These guys are going to try to tackle immigration. They can't even overlook themselves. Where the hell is the ethics committee at?
888-304-3684. Okay, let's move on. We have one more call. It looks like it'd be interesting to listen to, and then we'll move on. How about Ben in Colorado taking stage front and center?
I think the hurdles that they've put, if you will, about citizens. citizenship and how they get there, I think that's reasonable given that the United States is a highly desirable place for people to have citizenship. So I think it's a very progressive move. I think the fact that we're all immigrants, we need to be able to identify and empathize with the conditions in which these immigrants are coming to our country and the desires and the dreams that they have coming to this country, and we need to embrace that. And I think this law, as it's being proposed in the Senate, is something that would truly do that. It would carry on that great tradition I think we have and a real strength of our country that immigrants are part and parcel the fabric of this country.
All right, Maury, listening in Brownwood, Texas, you're on the air now, sir. Go ahead.
Sir, can I say something?
That's why you're here, sir.
Sir, I don't want to use my name. I want to use ADS as Mike.
Hello? Not important. Yeah, go ahead, sir, with your point.
Sir, I was a student, and I'm from Middle East, actually. And there's a book in the library, The Young People of South Asia, by Charles R. Joy. My picture is on it. Anyway, I work with U.S. Army. I was a translator for U.S. Army. I translated for White House Communication for 2 weeks. And when a car bomb went off at our at United States Army installation, my commander officer decided that it's time for me to leave the country. So I came to the United States. In order for me to get my visa, I had to have my full record of shots, full medical examination, chest ray, x-ray, and when I got all these, the chest ray, x-ray had to go to the U.S. consul. Then they will decide whether they're going to give your visa or not.
Okay, so your point here is that you had to do a lot of things to become a citizen that these new people will not have to do. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir. This is a process from all countries when you're trying to get a visa, and it's not really easy from any country to get a visa to the United States.
Yeah, so this sort of makes a mockery of that. All right, you're making a point a lot of people are making, so thanks for the call. 888-302-3684. All right, let's move on. We have a couple of other matters to take care of in the hour, and we have time dwindling. So we'll get to the conclusion of the concussion discussion, or is it? With the Super Bowl coming up on Monday, this is a very hot topic all the way around, and we'll get to some conversation about that in a few moments here on the Daily Countdown.
Black chapstick to my lips, raspberry cream, I can't resist. Flavor fruit tea, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Burst the berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my lips. La 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick Raspberry Cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's a new year and a great time to reflect on things you sometimes take for granted. As the saying goes, freedom doesn't come free. That couldn't be more true for our wounded soldiers returning home. Would you please join me in supporting veterans by getting them the help that they need and deserve? My partners at the Purple Heart Service Foundation are dedicated to seeing that all veterans receive the support they need, so with your help, they can continue to go above and beyond to serve those who have served us so well. Get involved today by making a donation. You can give any unneeded vehicle easily with a free pickup, boats, that sort of thing. Cash, credit card donations are also accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. The Purple Heart Service Foundation relies on your donation, so don't sit around thinking about helping. Do something. Get involved by calling 877-743-1631. That's 877-743-1631. Purple Heart Service Foundation, 877-743-1631.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Souffles are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now?
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me? What? Why would you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Discover Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Uh-huh.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
We thought a giant gorilla was the perfect mascot for the big deals at Office Max. But the gorilla they sent us is the size of a hamster. Actually, he's a metaphor for the tiny price you'll pay for TurboTax software after we take $10 off TurboTax Deluxe level or higher. $10 off is a big deal. Our gorilla, not so much. Find thousands of big deals now at Office Max. Offer ends February 2nd.
All right, let's get back to our countdown now. A couple of pieces of input on NFL concussion discussions and how it's cast a shadow over the Super Bowl discussion this weekend, the brain diseases, player upset about this. And here's a Bob Costas interview. He's got former NFL player Rodney Harrison, who says he's concerned about his future because he had 20 concussions in his career.
I heard you once estimate that you had at least 20 concussions in your career. Now you're in your late 30s. Are you beginning to wonder and worry about where you'll be when you're in your late 40s?
Yes, I'm scared. I'm 40 years old, and I am scared because I said at least 20. My first year in 1994, one of the first weeks of training camp, I hit Natron Means. He's a 245-pound running back. I was knocked out, and not once in 5 or 6 years, my first five or six years in the league that I even hear the word concussion. And even on the field playing, I would get up, hit someone, the entire stadium is spinning around, and I will walk to the sideline, they'll hold me out for one play, they'll give me two Advils, and they would tell me, get back into the game. The NFL, if they're guilty of anything, it's the lack of awareness that they brought and the lack of education that they told us. They never told us or explained to us or even let us know what a concussion was. I had no idea until just recently. And even since I retired from the Patriots in 2008, I would still experience headaches. I would play on Sunday and I would experience headaches up until Tuesday and Wednesday. And even now, at times, there's a sense of loneliness, a sense of isolation, some anxiety problems. And sometimes I get headaches. Like even being in bright lights, I get headaches. I'm out golfing. It's tough. And people have to understand that these players, yeah, a lot of their agendas, it's based on money. But a lot of these players are really suffering, Bob, and this stuff is for real because I'm experiencing now. I'm scared to death. I have four kids, I have a beautiful wife, and I'm scared to death what may happen to me 10, 15 years from now.
All right, how many people hear that, the anxiety in his voice? It's real. Here are our hosts, Bob Rose and Jay Anderson, talking about how much football is going to change with all of the concussion lawsuits that have been introduced.
Are you going to let your kids play football? Is that our minds changing? Right now, I mean, almost as we speak, President Obama's come out and said, you know, by the boy, I don't know if I'd let him play football. Kind of dangerous. Other folks are kind of jumping on that a little bit. You know, I wonder how much the game will change, you know, over the next how many years.
Did you see the ESPN piece from, I want to say, was it Marcus Pollard? Some defensive player for the Ravens.
It wasn't Ed Reed, was it?
No.
Okay.
Saying that he didn't think football would be around in 30 years.
I saw the crawl on that. I didn't actually.
Okay. Yeah, Glenn said it. I think it was on yesterday on the Google.
His argument, though, is because the rules are going to change so much to prevent people from getting hurt.
Fans ain't going to want to
watch.
Fans
no longer going to support it. Well, in an interview with a major Democrat donor magazine owner, Chris Hughes, President Obama said, "I'm a big football fan, but if I had a son, I'd have to think long and hard before I let him play football." President Obama was referring to the emerging consensus that the injuries, and in particular head injuries, sustained while playing football can have a serious health effect. Actual NFL players, however, don't agree with the president's characterization. Though it's cloaked in rhetoric about Baltimore Ravens' Ed Reed's agreement with the president, the Associated Press reports that other Super Bowl participants are against the president's feelings. 49ers pro linebacker Alden Smith, among several San Francisco players, who doesn't see anything wrong with their kids playing football. It's not like we signed up and thought we were going to play tennis, he says. It's a physical game. Everybody plays hard. And guys get hit sometimes. That's what we all know coming into the game. We signed up for it. We came out to play football.
All right, so we wimps if we don't just play and forget about the worry. All right. 51 after. Gun control next year.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Let's move on now at 53 past the hour. Gun violence, a hearing that took place this week. Actually, it was interesting. Former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, who was shot, you remember, back in 2011, made an appearance at the hearing telling lawmakers it's time to act. This was the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing. Both sides of the gun violence debate there. I was severely criticized in three or four emails that came in yesterday by people who don't listen to half of what I say. And when it comes to this, I mean, this, you'd think we were talking about your children here or something with all the passion that surrounds gun control. And I understand the origin of it is mistrust of government. Nobody on the planet mistrusts government more than I do. But I still underscore, even though my comment was based on watching some of the video from the hearing, where one of the parents of someone that was killed in Newtown, Connecticut, sort of was taken back by the response of those in the hearing room that want not to have have any gun control legislation. It's just not realistic. It is going to happen whether you like it or you don't like it. There are all kinds of Republicans who are getting sort of getting the message here. I was looking at Tom Coburn from Oklahoma, who says gun laws have to be updated. So where are you in all this? Let's listen to a couple of excerpts, a couple of talk radio programs that we monitor. First one is host Aaron Flint talking here to David Keene, who is the president of the NRA, The director is Wayne LaPierre, but this guy's the president. They talk about the president's proposals.
Jim Messina, who ran President Obama's campaign, now running this new campaign to enact gun control regulations. And Mike Bloomberg pledging, you know, part of his personal wealth of billions of dollars to go after you, to go after the NRA.
Right, you know, Mayor Bloomberg was asked a couple of weeks ago how much money he intended to spend on this effort. And he said, well, I spent $600 million fighting tobacco, so there's no practical limit. This is one of his, he's been obsessed with firearms and the right of Americans to privately own them for years. You know, not just a couple of weeks ago, Staten Island, which is one of the boroughs of New York City, is a favorite retirement place for police and existing police officers. And there are so many of them there that they volunteered to provide school security in the borough of Staten Island for the children there. And the mayor said, absolutely not in my city. We're not having any guns. He's been hostile to the Second Amendment. And what he's now doing is providing the fuel for the anti-gun movement. All of these new groups that are formed are funded by Michael Bloomberg. Messina's operation has now got the tank filled because Bloomberg's filling it up and letting him do it. The president had turned his campaign operation over to the anti-gun movement as soon as he was elected and was ready for this. We'd been predicting, of course, that if Barack Obama were reelected, he would go after Second Amendment rights, and he is now using the tragedy in Connecticut to be the pivot point from which he does that. But even before that, within 2 hours of his victory speech in Chicago, the State Department notified the UN that they wanted the arms trade treaty, which the president had asked them to delay indefinitely because it would have come to his desk in midsummer. They said, we want it on the president's desk for signing just as soon as possible. So as soon as the votes were counted, and Barack Obama knew that he had another shot, he was going to take on the Second Amendment, and what Newtown did was give him the excuse that he needed to do that.
Many of you have heard, of course, of the conspiracy theory that all this was trumped up as a way to deal with gun control. This is Greg Knapp talking to Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri about the gun control proposals.
President Obama wants the high-capacity magazines gone, so you can only have 10 rounds in the magazine. He wants to go back to this so-called assault weapon ban that we had for 10 years under Clinton that all the studies show did nothing. And he wants the background check on everybody, including individual sales, which I think sounds good to most people, but it all depends on how you do it. Is it going to be done to the point that it makes it virtually impossible for an individual to sell to another individual? Because they are different than federal gun dealers. So those are the three main big ones out there. What do you think about these ideas?
Well, again, the Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid has said he doesn't intend to bring a bill to the floor that can't pass the House of Representatives. So a lot of this is just political talk. We're a long way from looking at a piece of legislation. I do think on the mental health front, on the sharing information between law enforcement individuals, a lot could be done right now. But I'm afraid we're going to waste the opportunity of what could be done to talk about things that, one, either couldn't be done, or two, we tried for 10 years and know that they didn't work.
All right, so that's it. Had three good discussions here about different items of import in talk radio here today.
Despite what medical experts tell you, it's just not possible to get all the nutrients your body needs from food. Minerals are essential for good health, but not all soils contain these nutrients, so they won't be in your food. And Dr. Peter Glidden knows this.
Longevity's organic plant-derived liquid minerals. This mineral supplement, which contains 77 plant-derived organic, certified organic minerals in a colloidal state, saturated, concentrated just below the saturation index, is unrivaled in the field of medical nutrition, in the field of nutrition, period. There's no other company that has a product that even comes close to this, and this is a big deal.
Order your liquid colloidal minerals from Longevity today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.